USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump meeting with his campaign team this Thursday. The president also meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California was asked if Democrats should allow some of the same legal challenges that were afforded to Democrat Al Gore back in 2000 to President Trump.
Let me say what Dick Cheney said at the time. In 2000, the delayed ascertainment caused many difficulties. The Bush administration was outspoken about what was happening in the country. And as the leader said, this is a completely different situation. We're talking about one state.
Election Day legal hearings taking place in Arizona and Pennsylvania on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.